Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Stefan.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. My name is Stefan, and I have just recently purchased the live subscription for the Demon. I have been using you guys to study for roughly 2 months now and decided to take your advice and try live for a month. Given that, I was wondering how I should implement classes into my study routine. Currently, I aim to do at least 30 minutes, preferably an hour, per section per day. That's you want to do potentially, preferably 3 hours per day, usually through drilling and some time sections. Honestly, it sounds like it could be too much. Should I take one class a day, more than one? And should I maintain my current study time for the sections or alter them now that I have added classes to my study regimen? For context about my work ethic, I am shooting for a score in the 172 plus range, so I can and will put in the time needed based off your advice.
Just don't burn yourself out, Stefan. Like, if you ever get in the situation where you feel like you need a day off, then you need a day off. If you ever feel like you don't want to go to class or you don't want to do your LSAT studying, then I think you've probably been doing too much. Like, it, the test is fun and easy. You need to let it be fun and easy. So if you ever find yourself racing the clock or just like, oh, I'm frustrated about my practice test, so I'm going to do another practice test immediately, those are signs of overstudying and burnout. But different people have different amounts of time on their hands and different, you know, capacity for hard work. So, you know, I would focus on quality. So one high quality hour every day, that's the minimum price of admission. If you have time to do a second high quality hour, time and energy and focus to do a second high quality hour, then great. And maybe you have a third high quality hour. But most people don't have much more than that. So then you need to budget your time accordingly, because you need to focus on sleep, diet, nutrition, you know, work, friends, family, your life, in addition to the LSAT. So you've got to find some balance, and I can't tell you what that balance is. You have to figure that balance out for yourself. As far as how many classes to go to, especially at the very beginning, you know, if you just did 1 month of the live program, which I'm super glad you did, I think you need to like mix it up and check out lots of different classes. By the way, you don't have to show up at the very beginning. You don't have to stay till the end. If you want to just dip in the middle of class for 10 minutes and see how it's going, that's totally fine. Ben, do you mind that at all if somebody comes or goes during your class?
Sometimes we don't even notice. Depends.
Yeah. Depending on how many people are there, we may or may not notice. But I would just check out our calendar, find stuff that looks like it's the right topic at the right time for you, and then check out all of our different teachers, because everybody's coming at it from a slightly different way, and you'll find the teachers that really resonate with you. We have amazing, I mean, we just have an unbelievable staff of teachers, and they keep getting better. So check out lots of classes and see which ones fit.
Yeah, I agree, Stefan, with everything that Nathan just said, don't burn out and so on. But I want to add one more thing here. I think you're too regimented. You have this plan to do one type of each section every day. I think it's nice to have a plan because then you can just do that every day. But I think you're also limiting yourself. You're like locking yourself into that metric. And so then you're assessing your success based on whether or not you did those three things or not. And that's not the measure of success. The measure of success is, as Nathan said, one quality hour. And really what that means is doing a question and then understanding it until it clicks. And that may mean that you have to read the explanation, you have to redo the question, you have to start writing an ask button question. That may be enough to answer your confusion and to resolve your confusion, but you may need to submit it. and then go to the next question. And if that takes you 20 minutes, I don't care. That's great. That's where the real work takes place. And I'm worried that this three sections a day or two sections in one class or one section and 30 minutes of drilling and one class every other day, I feel like it's going to force you into focusing on the wrong things. Yeah. The right thing is one question, learn it. Next question, learn it. That's it.
Yeah. The click where you didn't get it, but now you get it and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe, look at this mistake I was making. I misinterpreted it. I was misunderstanding it. Now I totally understand it. I see why the right answer is perfectly right. I see why the wrong answers are perfectly wrong. I would never make that mistake again. That's what that click feels like. And yeah, that click is worth more than an hour study session where you don't get the click.
Yeah.
Right. Or a class where you sit back passively and you just don't really get anything out of it. You're not actually engaging. And or like maybe it's below your level, so you're not getting anything out of it. Maybe it's above your level, so you're not getting anything out of it. Or you're just sitting back with your camera off and you're not participating, so you're not getting anything out of it. There's lots of ways that you can go to class as an excuse for like not even really grappling with.
Yeah. And we've seen some of those students, some people who just go to class after class after class. And it's like, wow, you got high levels of engagement or attendance, but how much clicking do you have going on? How much engagement is actually not the right word. You have a high level of attendance, but are you really engaging with the test? That's what
you're there. We appreciate you being there, but sometimes it's like, wait, you're in class again?
I just saw you.
Because you do need to be doing your self-studying. Like, don't come to class as a substitute for self-study. You have to be self-studying.
Yeah.
All right. Hope that's helpful. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.